canopy. Two things I now wish I had never seen. We smoked weed out of a Pepsi can, lying around under a Christmas tree.
Dreams. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., brightening up your Monday, hopefully, fingers crossed. Otherwise, that would suck. Maybe I'll make your Monday worse, depending on what kind of music you like. What I just had playing was Islands of Men by Geese, and then before that, it was Lottery Noises by Always. I want to forgive the list, or ask for forgiveness from the listeners, because when I talk, I'm very much a hand talker, so I talk with my hands, and I wear these, like, metal bracelets, and when I talk with my hands, you can kind of hear them on the air. So if you hear, like, metal clanking, that's because I'm, if you can envision me in the studio recording this right now, I'm also, like, talking and, like, moving my hands, because I'm just so expressive like that. I just need to do that. So forgive me if you can hear that. I try not to, because it sometimes can be annoying, is hearing the, like, jangling of somebody's bracelets, which I know I have definitely annoyed people in the library when I'm, like, typing away on my computer and my bracelets are, like, hitting against each other. But I had the need to ask for forgiveness, because I was listening back to some of the stuff from, like, previous weeks, and I was like, oh, you can definitely hear my bracelets that I'm wearing, which is, like, embarrassing. I don't know why. I feel, like, really embarrassed about it. Even one time my dad texted me when he was listening. He's like, I can hear your bracelets. Like, oh, right, of course, right. Anyway, that's my apology. What I have up next is Learning to Speak by Mark Kassar, followed by Ben by Sack Lunch, and then Forever Bringing Flowers by Odd Body. I hope you guys enjoy.
I just ate it. No recesses. There's lots of work that came into my channel to build an egg that jiffy rare.
My dad. mad about how you always get mad if things on my behalf. That's a rare thing to have. I'll admit I'm defensive when met with hostility.
Thank you. better believe it's just the way you get by. Moving alone till I can reach that high. Don't take me backwards. Loop that sky, get me some traction. And way to go like. You better believe it's just the way you get by. Moving alone till I can.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Godlike by Twen. And then before that, it was Forever Bringing You Flowers by Odd Body. And then before that, it was Ben by Sack Lunch. And then Learning How to Speak by Mark Cassar. I'm not sure, but that's what I'm going with. What I have up next is Spider Legs by Wes Parker, followed by Ocean Swallows Him Whole by Ludolo, and then Come Around by Cam Kane. I've mentioned this before, but I'm feeling the need to flex again. I saw Cam Kane in 2022. Yeah, so when I was in grade 12. He opened for Inhaler when I saw them the first time when I was in grade 12. I think it was March of that year. And it was super awesome. I remember being like, whoa, this is insane. And like, Inhaler was one of the first concerts that I went to without my parents, which like, yeah, I was a little old. Like, I probably could have been going to concerts when I was like 17. Well, I guess I was 17 at that point. No, so that's fine. I have heard stories like from my dad. He went to David Bowie when it was like the big spider. I can't remember what it's called, where he had like a huge spider on stage, and my dad must have been like 14, 15. And he like took the ferry to Vancouver from Vancouver Island to go to this David Bowie concert. And I'm like, oh, so I could have been doing that this whole time, but I never did. I was always like, I'm scared to go to Toronto alone. And then by the time I got to grade 12, I was like, no, like I need to go see Inhaler. So I went and saw Inhaler. Cam Kane opened for them. It was super awesome. I really like remember being like, it was very like noise rock, heavy rock, heavy like shoegazy when he first started making music, his first album. And then I was like, I feel so niche and indie when I was like, I would like listen to it in my parents' car, and I'd have to go pick my sister up from rehearsals for her musicals, and I would sit in the car. I'd go early so I could sit in my high school parking lot with the windows down, listening to that album, and then like reading my book like I was Kat Stratford from 10 Things I Hate About You. Like, I tried hard, very hard in high school. I like to think that the hard work paid off, and now it's just like that behavior is just innate in me, and I'm like not trying to do it. Be niche, cool, and indie. I'm kidding. Anyway, that's what I have up next. I hope you guys enjoy. I also hope you guys enjoyed my story. It was kind of a windy road. I don't know where I went with that, but you got to know some Kate Maggie Bassett lore about me in high school and how, like, honestly kind of cringe it was. But it's okay. I thought it would make me like really cool, and then people would walk by and be like, "What are you listening to?" And it was, I'd be like, "You wouldn't know this local guy from Toronto. Like, you wouldn't know." I actually think he's from Hamilton, but you know, like this local guy from Toronto, like you wouldn't get it. I really wanted that. Anyway, I'll play the music and stop talking. I hope you guys enjoy.
You're gonna finally let me know. You Looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m., right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
A kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Try, but you won't get far. Playing on extra hard to prove something. Try pulling things apart as if you raise the bar to move something. And as you break your
welcome back to your Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. I have four songs left, which is insane. This absolutely flew by. What I just had playing before I'm back talking was Come Around by Cam Kane, Ocean Swallows Him Whole by Little O, and then Spider Legs by Wes Parker. What I have up next is Pleasure Pill with their song Line Up the Stars. They are from San Diego, but they're really trying to emulate the sound of Oasis, which is like, obviously, I was saying earlier that we need people to be original, but I do think with some things, it's okay. So maybe I'm just saying Taylor Swift has to be original because you're Taylor Swift and other people can emulate other sounds. But like even their album cover, it's very, very, very similar. Not okay. I'm making it seem like it's way more similar than it is, but it's a similar vibe, not vibe. I can't say vibe. It's a similar look to Definitely Maybe, in the sense that like it's just like. If you look at the album cover, look up Pleasure Pill, look up their album Hang a Star, and tell me it doesn't look a little bit like the album cover for Definitely Maybe. I just like fully messed up the words. Definitely Maybe. I do think it's kind of cool that they're emulating the sound of Oasis. If you're gonna do anyone, do Oasis or like Blur or something like that, where we don't have a lot of sounds like that right now. But I think like what I was saying earlier about Taylor Swift being original, it's like we have pop music, so like do something different. And that's why I think I said I wasn't going to talk about Taylor Swift again, but I think Evermore and Folklore worked really, really well for her and helped her get huge, as if she wasn't big already, but helped her sort of secure this spot as being like a songwriter, a lyricist, whatever, is because Folklore and Evermore didn't sound like stuff she's done before, but now the past couple albums sound like things she's done before, and that's why I think this one really flopped. Because I've even seen discourse by Swifties on like Twitter and TikTok and whatever that they are not enjoying it, and I've talked to friends, like one of my friends is a huge Swiftie, and she's like, it was disappointing. So I think it's like she needs to try something new. Anyway, but like emulating other sounds is cool. Anyway, what I have after that is Farewell by A Different Brand of Noise. And then Do You Wanna by Superstar Crush, followed by Malibu by Hole. I thought, okay, I'm like completely contradicting myself this entire 2 hours where I'm saying stuff sounds similar and I think that's really fun, but Taylor Swift needs to be original. I'm sorry, Taylor Swift, forgive me. I'm just speaking from the heart. I thought Superstar Crush's song sounded had a similar sort of sound to Hole, which like Courtney Love, I kind of love you. I think you're sick. I think you're really cool. You didn't kill Kurt Cobain. I know you didn't, but you're also kind of weird. And that interview with Madonna, I think it was Madonna, where they're like both being interviewed was weird. Courtney Love, try harder, be better. Anyway, so again, like I think there's certain sounds that can be emulated and recreated, but also like Taylor Swift, why are you using the Jackson 5 beat to talk about Travis Kelce? Like, please, girl, please. We don't need that. We don't need more generic, like, Old Navy change room music. Please, Taylor, try something new. You can do Folklore and Evermore again. I believe in you. Those were so good. Anyway, I talked a lot about Taylor Swift this episode. I'm sorry. It's on my mind. I'll be back next Monday, 8 to 10 a.m. Hopefully not talking about Taylor Swift. I hope you guys enjoy the last couple songs and have a fantastic week. Bye.
Farewell, my friend, I've said it all. May we